Every Wednesday at 9, brand new episodes of Tyler Perry's House of Pain are on TBS.
We're going to get these boxes, fill them up with CJ's on his little stuff, put them in the big red truck and move away to the wild blue yonder. Move.
Oh. Move. Curtis.
Move.
You got boxes already?
Of course.
My dream died before there was a Tyler Perry. I was going about it the way that, you know, you actors do. And I was looking for an agent and looking for a manager, but I needed a manager to get an agent, so it was catch 22 for me. So I just began to work with children. And when Tyler Perry came, I was saying, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, sir. God bless you. But no, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to do that. I don't work with a man that's red. I'm cool for that. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Hi, I'm Byron Tyler. So glad to have you on this day as we're going to get together with some wonderful ladies in our studio and talk about an event coming up this Saturday that ladies need to give attention to, especially if you're feeling stressed out, if you're feeling just overloaded, because, you know, women carry a load in the home and single moms trying to take care of aging parents and making sure the kids are off to school and you're working yourself and trying to take care of that husband, too. Just so much the church responsibilities that you might have with a class or things that you're trying to do with your time. And sometimes things can just kind of get out of focus and you need to stop. You need to take a breath. And that's what we're going to talk about as we share about the Women with Mantles Conference, an opportunity for you to kind of stop and take a breath. And we want to welcome Dr. Alma Holt to our program today. Also, we want to welcome Pastor Rita Montgomery, and we're going to get more details about the ministry of these ladies. But first, welcome to Mid-South Viewpoint.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, it's such a powerful moment right now as you were releasing to the women that are listening and to those that are caregiving in different forms. It was so powerful because I thought of the word champion, champions. And the reason I thought of that word, ladies, is because that's what we are. We are champions. We don't have to be known by individuals, you know, have a platform that is for a fame and glory. But in the eyes of God, we are more than conquerors. And that's what champions are.
Right.
And Women with Mantles is one of those meetings that all women from every walk of life that are coming to the guest house at Graceland.
The brand new, beautiful. Matter of fact, we have visited this wonderful site.
Wow.
A great addition. Now, I've been told by my general manager that this property is actually nicer than the Peabody and the Madison Hotel, which were some of the nicer hotels in town.
It is. We're so blessed to be able to be at the guest house with this kind of conference. This is a conference that I believe, because that's the only thing we can do, is do what we believe God has put in our hearts. And I believe that God is gathering what I call his girls, that he's put mantles on, coverings on, anointings and gifting and callings and talents on to come together to even some will be being birthed, some will be being refreshed, some will be being sharpened. There are women coming literally from all over the nation. Missionaries are coming from the different countries. They are going to be there. They are coming to just sit. They're not even on the platform, but they said that they heard the prophetic voice of God say to them to come to Memphis because this is a prophetic conference.
So they just want to come and based in the glory.
Yes. Yes.
Just be close to it.
Yes.
Well, you know, when we talk about dreams, and I was at a meeting at my church on Sunday, the guest speaker we had was talking about people who God has given dreams to.
Yes.
And they have failed to act upon it. He gave a wonderful illustration of a lady who was at a meeting. God had specifically given her a dream to go to India and to do ministry.
Wow.
The same time met this young man, they got engaged, and she said, well, this is my dream. This is what I believe God's calling me. And he said, well, I don't want any part of that dream, so if you want to do that, do it yourself. Well, she decided to marry him instead, and they had a long, happy marriage. They married for like 45 years until he passed away.
Wow. Look at
that. That dream was still in her heart. They prayed over her, and as a result, she raised enough money at 84 years old to start 4 orphanages in India. But there's unfulfilled dreams that God has given to even women. But we're going to talk today with a guest on the phone I'm excited about.
Yes.
You know her as Ella Payne on Tyler Perry's House of Payne, Cassie Davis. She is homegrown because she's just right here at the Mid-South, born in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Cassie, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Dr. Tyler.
You majored in music in college. Was it a dream you had to be a singer before you got into acting?
Of course it was. Yes, sir. I wanted to be a gospel singer. And I came away from the booming metropolis of Holly Springs, Mississippi. I always give a shout out to my hometown. Just never forget where you come from.
That's right.
And I came over here to Atlanta, Georgia. I wanted to go to Spelman College, and I thought if I just came here, you know, it was an African-American school for women, and I know there's got to be some singing women over there. But when I got there, they turned me all around and made me have to sing like a learned piece of music. And I just want to be a gospel singer.
Cassie, I guess really the difference we're talking here, when you talk about, there's a technique of singing, obviously. There's an academic of it, but there's something about singing from your heart, where the soul is. Let the soul speak.
I thought that too, but there are mechanics to singing. So yeah, you can sing from your heart, but is your technique right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't know about the technique. I just knew about the heart strength. And so when I got here and my heart met the technique, it just all things in perspective for me. It's like that example you gave of the young lady who had that dream in her heart and she got married and then the dream came back to fruition. But we don't know what that would have turned out like had she not gotten married. It could have been because she did right by him and as a wife, you know, that the Lord brought her back to fruition.
Right.
You just don't never know.
You don't know.
How God's going to do. You got to be patient and wait, but you got to follow him now.
As I mentioned, you play Ella Payne on the House of Payne TV series. What's it really like working on a set with Tyler Perry?
Interesting, amazing, and great.
Well, what has working with Tyler caused you to discover about your ability as an actress?
That I have the ability to be an actress. My dream died before there was a Tyler Perry. I was going about it the way that, you know, you actors do. And I was looking for an agent and looking for a manager, but I needed a manager to get an agent, so it was catch 22 for me. So I just began to work with children. And when Tyler Perry came, I was saying, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, sir. God bless you. But no, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to do that. I don't work with a man's address. I'm cool for that. Thank you very much. I one of my preacher friends, people, even Miss God, I had to turn that thing around. And so I was so hurt and so ducked by my dreams not coming true until when it came the way that God wanted it to happen. I almost neglected both because I was so hurt and so trodden because the dream did not come like I thought it was going
to
come.
Let's go back to growing up at Holly Springs. What type of home environment did you have? You did. You definitely answered that question. Growing up in Holly Springs, what type of home environment did you have?
The best.
Tell me about your parents.
The best. I had parents. I had a community. I had a mayor. I had friends. The best. I had other people's parents parenting me. The community was a wholesome community. It was just a great place to grow up in. And it wasn't the best. I didn't have access to a lot. But I had access to Jesus. My parents knew the Lord. And we were down the street from a whole lot of people who worshiped. You know, I came up United Methodist, but there were Baptist people on the street, and there were Church of God and Christ people on the street. But ultimate was that we all worship the same God.
Yes.
Period. There's a bell that tolls on Russ College's campus, and it tolls every hour off the hour, and it's a hymn that it plays, and it just gives you about 16 bars of, you know, it could go like that. It could be, but that, when that bell tolls, everybody hears it.
Wow.
So it's a sound that just happened around the city and around the town, if you will. And I just believe that because we were all under that one moment, every hour on the hour, you know, every man heard the same thing. If you just acknowledge it, I think about it now, and it's still told. I just think that there is music in the air that God places over our heads. And whether we bow down to him yet, you go by.
Yes.
Wait, Cassie. Wonderful.
You go by now.
Yeah.
She's about to start shouting. Hold on. Hold your mute.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Well, Cassie, back in 1984, the summer of 84, a fire destroyed your family's home. It was a tragic thing that happened to your family. And I know it really affected your relationship with God.
How you know that?
Hey, I did my research.
I mean, bro, that's really good. It really did. I was mad at God. I was like, what are you doing? How could you do that? Why you let my house burn down? I'm the only youth, really. Like, I'm made to sing in the choir every Sunday. You make me go to church. I'm worshiping you. And you're going to let this happen to me? What is this? But that was me operating out of a relationship with him, Dr. Tyler. And once you get that relationship with him, even when I didn't have one, I thought I did.
Yeah.
I was mad. I was angry with God because I just thought, if you go to church and you do what you're supposed to do, no evil and no harm and no wrong will come to you. But that's not always the case.
That's right.
It's not always the case.
You're right. And the verse in Romans, it says that God causes all things to work together for good to them who love him, who are the called according to his purpose. And I know your father must have been a very strong and determined individual because he actually built you a new home and built it within 6 weeks.
Wow. That's right. And that scripture, I think, is Romans 8:28. But yes, sir, he did. He built it within 6 weeks, and he's one of my heroes and one of my champions, if you will, Dr. Holt. And, this conference, we keep talking about women. But, oh, my God, we couldn't be women. We didn't have men, and that's true.
Thank God for their support.
Thank God.
If you invite them to come, but I love them. I love them. You know what I mean? I love the office. And I had a good daddy, and he makes me honor really all men, whether they're good or bad.
Wow.
Everybody got issues. For real.
Yeah, we do. I got my issues. I can tell you that. My wife can tell you about my issues, too.
Awesome.
Hey, well, Cassie, something else I know that you went through a dark journey on in life. A lot of young people are going through it now. And on college campuses, drug addiction is becoming a real prevalent and problem. It's been that way. But even today, it seemed like it's even growing in many college campuses. Heroin is becoming a drug of choice among college students. You went through a period of time that you were using drugs. I don't know how involved you got or what your addiction was like.
Right. Hold up. I already know. You've gone too far now.
If I started meddling now.
We're going to get our shout off.
You don't end my story over into somebody else. So I ain't had no drug addiction. I just like marijuana.
You're a mess. He's just joking.
I had a drug addiction or whatever, but I just like the smell of pot.
Oh, that's Jesus.
I was intrigued by. But I ain't had no drug addiction. I had some other types of were drawn to me. But I wasn't no drug addict like that.
Okay.
You weren't on heroin. You just loved the smell of marijuana, huh? But God, let's move. But God.
That's right.
I had to answer to my daddy, and that wasn't going to go down good for me. I feared him. I reverenced him and all of that, but I'm talking about scared of.
He was a man.
Yeah, he was the best. Mm-hmm. I didn't go down that road. I didn't go that far. But I do know cases of people when they do go that way, there's still a way out.
God, yes.
Yes. Thank God.
Escape. Whether that is your plight, I'm not trying to say, hey, I was too good to go that way.
No.
Because, hey, sin is sin. So a drug is a drug.
Right.
To me. Whether it's marijuana or cigarettes or margaritas.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
They all merit the same definition in God's sight.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things I had to do to come away from that moment.
Well, there was a point back in 1991 when you were traveling with Vicki Wynas in a play called The First Lady. And at that point, you really had bottomed out in life. But it was through your touring with Vicki that God got a hold of you.
You know what? This is so beautiful. Can I have your notes?
Exactly. But this is so good for women and men who are listening, Cassie, because they are hearing how God used you and how you come back. And this is what it's all about coming up this weekend on the 25th. Go right ahead.
No, go on, Dr. Holt. I'm sorry. You know I told you I'm under you.
No, this is good. I mean, it is such a blessing because there are other ones out there, like Mr. Tyler had mentioned before, about the lady going to India and how that her dreams were delayed for 40-some years. But the dream was still there. That's the reason we said women who carry torches change lives.
Yes.
Because that passion never dies. The gifts and callings of God is without repentance. And there are women that are sitting and listening or at their job that are listening, however they are being able to come through, is saying, that's me. That's me. And I want my dream to still come true. It might not be a missionary. It might be their own business. It might be their own health care facility because someone in their home have had a problem. It might be a drug, a rehabilitation place or a homeless center. Or it might be divorced women like myself who's been in the ministry 24 years and 6 years ago, 30 years and 6 years ago, got a divorce and had a mantle on my life and didn't know if God was finished with me or not in my latter years. And so it's so many, and like you, Pastor Rita, who was ill for how long?
About 7 years.
7 years.
I did not walk for about 7 years.
They didn't walk.
Did not walk. I was in a wheelchair. And just the seventh year, God delivered me. But again, we're talking about women that carry torches and they have mantles. So I want to encourage all of us that we have dreams, no matter where you are and where you are in that place in your life. One thing I can promise you is that when you come, God, the Holy Ghost will be there. And we're going to use love in a very effective way to pull you forward in whatever position you are. The old song says, let this light of mine shine.
Yes.
So I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you to come and shine. And if yours is not like mine, that makes it all the more better. But I want to welcome you and let you know that when you leave that place, you will be uplifted, you'll be encouraged, you'll be seen and received in a loving way.
Amen.
Cassie, I was looking on your Twitter page and I saw the little bio tag that you talk about yourself. There's a verse that you've got posted, Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. What does that verse mean to you, and why did you post that particular verse on your Twitter page?
Well, first of all, I didn't know I had a Twitter page.
I love it. She is somebody.
So again, with all your research, you know, I need to call you and ask you what's going on with me.
She's sweet.
I love that.
How God does me. I mean, he does me like this. Oh, okay, so Twitter page. So you said consider, but that actual... when I read it.
And that's the New American Standard Version. There's different versions. You might have read it off another translation.
Yeah, it's that King James Version. That's the one that just gets me all the time. And he says, for I reckon.
Yes.
And when he says reckon, you got to be from somewhere else to just even use the word reckon. And how dare you use it? Oh, my God. For I reckon.
Yeah, God.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, that's why I chose. You read it. That's why I chose.
Well, of course, we all are facing sufferings in the light of whatever quest that God has us in and those responsibilities. Sometimes there's difficult, there's sufferings, there's hard times, just pain in life. But in comparison to all of those horrible things that take place in this life, it is nothing to be compared to that glory that's going to be revealed to us.
There is nothing that compares. There's another scripture that relates to it. Peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's impossible for me. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do, but it's a command. It's in there, so God, he requires it of us. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Just like nothing offends me, great peace have they. I just got to bear myself in his word and bear myself
that's
in his
good.
Nonsense and do everything that I can, you know, for real. Are you a fanatic? Yeah, I think so.
Well, hey, Cassie, I want to take you back to the House of Pain for a minute because I know you have been working for many years now with co-star LaVann Davis. And just by the way, even though you have the same last names, you are not married. You do not have a marriage license. You're married on the show, but not in real life. Talk about, for a second, that chemistry, because you guys just kind of mesh so well on the show.
Yes.
Well, I
want to speak to two things. Oh, I'm telling you, man, you and your research. Mm-hmm. Well, I am married, and I recently got married January.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Talk about that, because y'all don't have enough time. You want to talk about mantle? We can talk about, but see, I'm married now, so I'm going to go over here with so, no, LeVan and I are not married. And what we say is we just have a dance affair. That's what we do. We're actors pursuing actors in this world, and we were put together. Well, Chip was actually prophesied it a long time ago because she is a prophet. I love Chip. She was going to do a play with LeVan and I, and then Mr. Perry did play and put both of us in it. And we were turning around on that turntable, and Madea goes to tell the first play we ever did. I ever did with Mr. Perry. And he said he had an idea for a TV show, and we are on your show, Dr. Byron. You know, it has come this far.
You know, yes.
The dream is come to fruition, and still dreaming. We're still dreaming, and we have a spinoff of the House of Pain. So now we are doing the Pains, and I don't know what God's going to do, but I tell you what, the more I try to become like him, the more I see him bring things to fruition. But again, whatever down here is still no comparison.
Yes.
To the glory which shall be revealed. Now, you're citing all of these wonderful things, but you're really not with me day in, day out when I struggle with what I struggle with. But then God calls me to the forefront to ask me to come and come under somebody like a Dr. Holt, like a Dr. Montgomery. And you don't talk about those things. You just talk about the things that people see. But there is a covering he gives. Lord have mercy.
Well, and no, I think those things need to be shared too, because those are really, I think, blessings of the Lord. The dynamic that you have and have had so long is God's hand on Tyler Perry's creativity ability and making these shows that really speak to family issues, you know, in a wholesome way today, which we need family shows like this.
But I tell you, though, Dr. Tyler, I wouldn't be able to be how I am with Tyler if it wasn't for Genevieve Gordon, who was my high school music teacher. And if there weren't Frederick C. Brown, who was my pastor, you know, there are lessons and things taught way before you do where people see you. You
right.
know, Dr. Holt, sure, Dr. Montgomery, I'm sure they can speak to all of the things, you know, happened before it got to a realization that there is a mantle, that there was a mantle, that you have a mantle.
Cassie, before we say goodbye and give some details about this weekend, which we're going to do, I got one question I want to ask you. Trying to be an actor and actress is, people might not realize just how difficult and the long road and the struggle and the disappointments and all of those things that you miss casting calls and you don't get selected. What advice do you give to aspiring actors and actresses which truly are dedicated to following Jesus Christ, but they have that dream of being where you are today in television or on stage?
Well, you asked the perfect question. That's the one they got to get on Saturday, February 25th. We can't give all our secrets away.
Give us some of that, Cassie.
Only what you do for Christ will matter. Register for the conference. And we're going to have time for real, to just divulge a whole lot of things. And where I fall short, something like Dr. Holt or Montgomery or any of these other powerhouses that are going to be displayed at this conference, they'll be able to really, really, really just hone in and cover what you already have there. So like Dr. Holt said, some people are going to be introduced. Some people are going to be refreshed. And some people just need to be renewed. And some people just need to be in the environment to see and just think about believing. You know, we want to encourage everybody. So if I had to tell you, know who you are or know whose you are.
That's so powerful there.
He is a God. He will rescue you, for real. He loves you that much. And he just wants what's best for you. He really does.
Ladies, I want to make sure our listeners know that you need to register right now for this conference. This Saturday is going to take place. It's going to be at the Guest House at Graceland, 3600 Elvis Presley Boulevard. The web address to go to is womenwithmantlesconference.com. Womenwithmantlesconference.com. You can also call 607-862-6764. That's 607-862-6764. You do not want to miss this conference, Dr. Holt.
You don't want to miss this conference because there are going to be integration of the millennials and the baby boomers. Because now we need to leave our mantles that the Holy Spirit has given us. We need to be able to leave those mantles in the earth with younger women and younger men. And people like Pastor Rita, who has a church in Millerton, and her church is full of young people. That's who she ministered to. Like Cassie, she deals with young people. So mothers, fathers, bring your young people. Yeah. We have a time of interaction where you'll be able to talk to these people as believers. As believers, we want to be able to keep our faith in God, our hope in God, our expectation in God, and yet be able to maneuver in this world system in the right way. So you got to be there. Bring them all. That's Women with Mantles, conference.com.
I don't know if we mentioned also, ladies, the conference will be this Saturday, February 25th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. It is going to be incredible.
Yes, it is.
And including the ladies that are here in the studio today, Dr. Holt and Pastor Montgomery and Cassie Davis, who's on the phone with us from Atlanta. You've got Brenda Todd, who is an author and recording artist. She's going to be here. She's out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also, Pastor Sylvia Earls, who has her own teaching ministry from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Incredible speakers, a time of refreshing, a time of encouragement. Maybe you're just stagnant right now. You need that little boost, that little help just to get away. You know, just tell the husband, look, can you watch the kids? Or if you're a single mom, if you can find somebody to take care of the kids, maybe somebody from church or somebody can help you so that you can come and participate.
That's right. Pastor Rita, tell them again where to come. Just tell them where you're going to meet them.
We're going to be right there at Graceland at the resort, and we're going to be there to meet you. Women that carry torches, bring your light. Mm-hmm. Those of you that are listening, some of you are pastors and ministers and leaders, and you have someone in your church. You need to make sure that you make a way for them to come. Maybe there's someone in your city. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe you can gift or sponsor someone. Maybe someone that are listening in the city today, and you're corporate, and you say, there's a person in my building who mm-hmm. I believe who could benefit
yes.
from this conference. So I want you to know that we will meet you there, and we will be there together. And we're going to let our light shine.
Dr. Holt, mm-hmm. Rita Montgomery, Cassie Davis, God bless you, dear ladies. Thank you for what you're doing for Christ's kingdom. Thank you for energizing and encouraging ladies that are listening to come out for the conference this Saturday. Again, that web address is
womenwithmantlesconference.com.
Thank you so much. Cassie, thanks so much for being on our program today.
Thank you, sir, for having me. Thank you, Dr. Holt.
Thank you.
It's been beautiful. Thank you. We love you.
Friends, that's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Byron Tyler. Hey, we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.